Nightside Shia this week is being sponsored by the Wallerstein family, Levinshus Yitzchak Ben Hachaber Shmuel Hakayan Olshom Yudzayin Shabbat, and Reb Dov Fruchter, Levinshmas Reb Moshe Ben Reb Gershon Yaakov Olshom Chavav Shabbat. Thank you to Reb Shia for coming all the way from Lakewood to say to Shia.
Magutavach. Gentlemen, as always, Professor, I was going to ask for you. Magutavach. Thank you for having me again. Having us, became accompanied. As always, it's a distinct pleasure to be here, and I'm honored to be asked. The shiur tonight is based on a shiur from the Shiva of Yisrael Neumann Shlita of Lakewood. It's digested from something that he said. It's only a fraction of what he said. And I took the liberty of adding and subtracting and explaining where I felt I had to. But the shayrish of the shir is his. Just to give you my usual statement, the enjoyment I have from this particularly is the give and take. And I encourage all of the comments. Sometimes I'll have no choice. Kedvach, how are you? Kedvach. But to deflect questions, either it's because unfortunately I'm ignorant and I apologize for not being an expert on the topics at hand, or gutavach, or I might deflect the questions because, in deference to the other esteemed listeners, if it seems a little bit intricate and we need to give it more time afterwards, so I'll take the pass. But otherwise, gentlemen, fire at will. Tonight, I'd like to look at a Gemara on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and here's the thought that I had. The local sugya deals with Hamoitzei Metzia Lo Yishava Mibnei Tikkun Olam. The Gemara brings in the issue of Moida B'Miktsas, Kofar HaKoil, Meshav HaVeda, and that's a Shasugya. So what I'd like to do is touch very, very lightly the Gemara that's on our daf and dodge a lot of the issues there for the sake of the broader issue, reaching the Shasugya. Even that, of course, in the time allotted, we'll have to keep it short. Having said that, let's look at the local sugya briefly, again in a very light way. The Mishnah says that we'd like to encourage people to do the right thing. You know, as they say, no good deed goes unpunished. And imagine a person is tempted to chalila to walk by an aveda, and he's thinking to himself, I'm going to come and I'm going to give the guy, I found his car, his wallet, his sheep, he's going to start telling me there's more, there are more of them, and I stole it, and I did this, and I did that, and who wants to get involved? So the Mishnah says we'd like to encourage him. And our method of encouraging him is saying, you know what, when it comes to making a shvua and getting all these foreign entanglements, you get a pass. You take a pass. You come in, you give what you give. What are the hotlines the police has? You call and you say, you know, you give your tip, you don't have to give your name, you're not going to have to pay your taxes if you tell the IRS what you did in the past and you confess, yeah, they give you a little encouragement. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yitzchak says that if you found two things and you say, or if there were two things lost and you found one of them and you come and give it back and the guy says there were two of them, you stole one, you have to make a shvua. The Gemara says, I don't make a shvua. That's the whole point of the mystery. You're supposed to let the guy off the hook with the shvuah. And the Gemara says, well, you know what it is? Rabbi Yitzchak and the Mishnah are not exactly on the same page. They're not talking about the same thing. And again, I'm touching very, very lightly on this to avoid conflict. But a derech of Rashi in the sugya seems to be that if the guy knows you took it, if he's accusing you and he has at least the ability to know as a bari that you took the other one, there were two of them, then you have to make a shvuah. The Mishnah, you know, you don't really know. The guy who lost the object doesn't really know. I mean, let's take it to an extreme. If he's standing in his on his balcony, and he notices his two shatzalach walking down the street, and he sees someone steal one and hide it behind his fence, and then come give the other one. I mean, it's not even a metziah, really, is it? And it's an enemy lost. He saw the guy steal it, so it's a regular teveya and a nitva. That's roughly what goes on. So the Gemara at the end says, it really, Rabbi Yitzchak, he agrees with the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is a little bit less of a bari. And the Mishnah is saying when it's less of a bari, but for some reason the guy would ordinarily have to swear, there's a takana derabanan that he gets off the hook, a moitzei metziah, v'yishava gedvach, and missed you, sir. And a moitzei metziah gets off the hook with a shvuah. So now, it's like this. It sounds a little funny, l'chaira. It sounds a little funny. The Gemara gets involved with Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov and the Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov says the Bebenoi Meyes, and the Chachamim say Einai Meyes. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yitzchak holds like Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov. Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov, he says Bebenoi Meyes, umemela there is a shvur. And the Gemara goes back and forth. The Gemara says, well, whether Bebenoi Meyes or not, that's some other topic. But the reason Rabbi Yitzchak says you make a shvuah is because he holds like Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov. Wasn't the shakas of Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov at all? Again, in a case where there's a bari, you make a shvuah. When Maitzi Metzia has got nothing to do with Benoi, there's one single individual, he has no children here. That's not what's going on. Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov and the Chabim have an argument. If it's Benoi Meyes, there is a shvuah, meaning like every classic Toyin Venitan. There's a Teveah with a Bari, and a Koifer HaKoil, or a Moida B'mitzas, has to swear. And the Chachamim say, by Benoi, it's Einai Meis, so over there, even a Koifer HaKoil, again, a Benoi, Einai Meis, so he doesn't swear. If it's a Koifer HaKoil, if he's Meis, he swears. If he's Einai Meis, he doesn't swear. And it's got nothing at all visibly to do with what Rabbi Yitzchak is talking about. All Rabbi Yitzchak said was, the way Rashi seems to learn it, if the guy knows that you found two things, you're only giving one back, and he accuses you, you've got to make a shvuah. I'm saying that's pretty much a simple thing. So the Pnei Yeshua steps in here, and he says, the idea of meyiz and einai meyiz, which we're going to get to, that's the shasugya we're looking for, moedav mixas. People have a certain threshold of how much chutzpah, at least the normal or average person, will exercise in a given situation. So, if a person does someone else a favor, and although no good deed often goes unpunished, but if someone confronts their friend and says, listen, Yossi, I did you a favor, I put myself on the line for you, don't do this to me. So, the Pnei Yeshua mentions, this is about Chalikas Rashi and the Riva, what it means, Ein Adam Meyes Panav Bifnei Bal Chayvei. So he says to him like this, Professor, you moved your seat, I'm seeing my lawyer friend here, and I got you here, I'm gonna reorient myself, it's okay, I look right and left, and I see him, and he's in the right spot, and he's in the right spot. I gotta get everybody together, Mr. Jacobson, he's the right one. Okay, one more time. Why would my fictitional Yasi not lie and deny the fact that I lent him money? There are two possible reasons. Rashi holds he would lie, he would be a mechutzif, unless both factors are in play. This is the Pnei Yeshua proves, Rashi only mentions one of them. Yossi, I did you a favor, I went out on the line for you, you asked me for money, I didn't have money, I squeezed, I pushed, I gave you money, I helped you out. Don't deny that I lent you money. So Rashi says, if I did Yossi a favor, he's not going to lie straight to my face, he's not going to deny ever getting money from me, he won't do that. But the Pnei Yeshua says Rashi really means that there are two factors that keep him from doing it, and in the absence of either factor, he would be meyiz. If he's a liar, cheater, and stealer, the chutzpah would not hold him back without the rivah's factor. What's the rivah and all the rishonim? I'm not going into Rabbeinu Tam, but the rivah, v'chol ha-rishonim, what do they hold the chutzpah is? Yedeya b'shikrei. Yossi looks at me and he knows, he says, Danilo, we were both there, they gave him the money, he's a normal person. He knows that I'm lying. Yes, he's thinking to himself, he knows I'm ein chai machish chai. How do you look a guy in the face and lie outright to his face? He knows the truth. So again, there are two elements of chutzpah. The Riva says, ein adam meyiz panav bifnei bal chayvei, not because of the favor. The chutzpah is that someone else knows that I'm lying. Very simple nafkamina. What if the person who lent me the money, I'm going to keep with Yossi, I lent Yossi money. What if I'm out of town? And I asked my good friend over here, Ms. Lieberman? It's an L. I know it's an L. It's not an L? I got it wrong. Forgive me. Forgive me.
Grossman,
forgive me. Mr. Grossman, Rabbi Mr. Grossman goes over. Hey, is he doing it? Could you go get the money? He gives him money. Now, Mr. Grossman was present at the loan. He knows. And Yossi knows that Mr. Grossman knows. So according to the Riva, Yossi would not have the chutzpah to deny it even to Mr. Grossman in my absence because he knows he's caught in the lie. But according to Rashi, he would deny it because the guy, the one who did him the favor, is not there. But if I'm there and I did him the favor and I know, then that much chutzpah he won't have. So the Pnei Yeshua says, the reason why the Gemara is Toiler Reb Yitzchak in Reb Lezer ben Yankiv, even though it's a pretty straightforward thing, the Rabbanim would also be maskim. There's no Bunoy or not Bunoy by Moitzi Metziah. If it's a Bari, he has to swear, and that's not a conflict with the Mishnah. What's that to do with Reb Lezer ben Yankiv is Rabbanim? So Pnei Yeshua says, Reb Lezer ben Yankiv is Rabbanim, what's the machlekes be Bunoy Meyaz or Einay Meyaz? He's Toilet in Rashi in the Riva. He says, the case is where the son, the person who lent the money, he's not here. The son comes and says, I was with you and my dad when he lent you money. Now my dad wants me to take the money back. I was standing there. Don't lie to me. Pay me back the money. So again, the son didn't do him the favor. So according to Rashi, we don't have both elements. So Mimela, the person would have the chutzpah to deny it. If he would have the chutzpah to deny it, he has to make a shvuah if he denies it because he's a little bit circumspect. However, it is a little circumspect. However, if the case is, according to the Riva, that the chutzpah we're talking about is Yodea B'Shikrei, so the fact that Mr. Grossman confronts Yossi, and I'm not there, or in the case of Benoi, if someone's son is being Tevea the Chayv, and the son was present at the loan, and the Loiva knows the son was present, and the Loiva is not going to deny it, and therefore, Einoy Meyaz, and there's no Shvua. So the Machlekes of Lezer B'Yag of the Chumim is Rashi and the Riva. You need the two factors, Atzo Loitoyva Videa B'Shikra, in order to be an Einoy Meyaz and to be Pater for Shvua? Or do you only, and therefore, B'Benoy Meyaz, he's not Pater? Or do you only need one factor, and B'Benoy Meyaz would not be U'B'Benoy Einoy Meyaz, and since Moitzei Metzia? The guy didn't do him a favor. There's no Asa Leitoyva. So according to Rashi, there's no Einay Meis. So according to Rashi, there should be a Shvua. Rabbi Yitzchak is only Tali in that. But if it's Yodea B'Shikrei, so then the Moitzi Metzia knows the two objects were combined, they were tied together, whatever the case is, and the guy who found it knows is being caught in a lie. So over there, you would have the Ein Adam Meis according to the Chachamim, if you only need one factor for Ein Adam Meyaz, and that would patur the Shavuos, or Rabbi Yitzchak, who says, make the Shavuos, going, Kielu like the Tzad of Rashi, that you need both, and that's why it's Toiler and Blazer Ben Yaakov, because the Blazer Ben Yaakov Chum, as well as Rashi and Riva, I'd kind of very light touch on Nun Aleph of Abayz and Gittin. Now, let's waltz into the looming major issue, which is Moide B'Mitzas. The Gemara, throughout Shas, quotes Rabbah. And Rabbah says a fascinating thing. Rabbah says, you know why Moedah Mitzvah makes a Shvuah? Because you're not a Meishav of Aveda. Because Aveda Adam Meyaz. I'm going to try to explain that. But I'd like to savor the words. There's so much voluminous complexity in this Gemara. Again, to dodge bullets, I'm only dealing with this extracted phrase. Hamoitze Metzia, Loma Yeshova, Ein Odom Meyes Ponov Vifnei Valchayvoy, Vahai Bukulei Boy De Lichbrei, Vahai De Lichafrei, Shum Dein Odom Meyes Ponov. I don't want to go further. Complication will take us much too much time. But even in this, one more time. Let's take a classic case of a loan. I lend Yossi $100. And Yossi, I come to Yossi, I say, Yossi, please, give me back $100. So Yossi, let's take Moedah B'Mitzvahs. Yossi says, I didn't borrow $100, I borrowed $50. So the Torah says that Yossi has to swear to me that he didn't borrow $100 and that he doesn't have to pay more than the $50. That's what the Torah says. So Rabbah has a question. And Rabbah's question is, Yossi's a very nice guy. Yossi's a really honest looking guy, because all he had to do, if he was lying, cheating, and stealing, none of us know people like that, but in theory, would there be a lying, cheating, stealing person somewhere? All Yossi would have to do is, he would have to say, I don't know who you are, I don't know what you're talking about. Never, money never changed hands. So by dint of the fact that he voluntarily was meshiv aveda, it's shreinein mol an aveda when you deal with Yossi, it's a real aveda, you're never getting your money back. But he is good on the 50, he's a nice guy, so let him off the hook like Maitzi Metzia as an idea. He's a good guy. So Rabba says, why do you make him swear? So Rabba says, you know, he's not really a meshiv aveda. Actually, Rabba wasn't criticizing Yossi at all. Rabba and Yossi haven't met. What Rabba means is the Torah, in order to protect me, the Malve, takes a position of Kabdeu Vecheshdeu on Yossi. We're not so sure you're such a nice guy. So why is he giving back $50? The point is, he doesn't have the chutzpah, let's be honest. I lent him $100, and he's looking, he's staring at me in the face, and I did him a favor, and he knows that I know he's lying. So with that kind of chutzpah, he's good at $50, that much chutzpah he has. For $50, he can face me. So if he's not a meshiv aveda, says Rabba, he ain't being a nice guy. He's just trying to steal $50. Let's put him to the test. Put your money where your mouth is. Make the shvuah, and if you swear, you can walk out of here without paying. But if you're not willing to swear, fork over the $100. So that's what Rabba said. Now, one more time. What is the chutzpah? Again, if the guy was a known mechutzif, if we had Ruach HaKadosh, we know this guy is nothing that he wouldn't do, then he's really being a nice guy. Because he could walk out with the 50. He has no problem facing someone who did him a favor. If I care, to throw bigger stones at the guy, like many people. He'll abuse the guy who did him the favor. Surely, we never met people like that, did we? A kitzer, the guy looking at me, and I know that he's not gonna stand up and deny the whole thing. So he's not really a meshiv aveda, says Rabba. So we're gonna push him into a corner to admit the 50 that he's trying to steal by making him make a shvuah. Okay, fine. What's the chutzpah facing me? According to the Riva, it's that I know he's lying. And according to Rashi, it's the compound two factors that I know he's lying, that I did him a favor. That is, in the most simple form, what the Gemara's back and forth is by why a Moed of a Mixas makes a Shvua. In other words, why shouldn't he? Meshav Aveda? Why not? He's not really a Meshav Aveda, he's just under the pressure of the Ein Adam Meis Pan of the Chazakah. That's why he's only trying to steal 50. Okay, fine. What about a Kaifer Akla? As a Yossi, I lent you $100, he says, Daniel, $100, nice story. You dreamt it, never happened. The Torah says he doesn't make a shvuah, why not? So I've got this wonderful idea. I got a great idea. The Gemara says it, and it would be just great. And if it was that great, I'd go on and talk about something else and I'd go home. It's obviously too good to be true. Well, he's got a chazaka. I say, Yossi, you owe me $100. He says, Daniel, I never saw you before in my whole life. I don't owe you anything. Ain chazaka, ain adam meyes panav b'fnei bal chayvai. He's got a chazaka. He wouldn't deny an outright thing. Must be telling the truth. If he's telling the truth, he doesn't have to swear. Shalom al Yisrael. Ain adam meyes panav b'fnei bal chayvai. What? We would...
No, goodbye.
Okay. We would suggest that chazaka patras a shvuah. We would be dead wrong. According to all the Rishonim, Tosfos asks the kasha, but everyone agrees, as far as I can tell. There is a case where the Gemara says that Yossi would be meiz, where he's a mechutzif, and even so, a kaifer akol doesn't make a shvuah. I hesitate to tell you what that case is, because I don't want to confuse you. It's Bibnoi Meis, the Rabbana, not Rabbi Lezer Yaakov. But don't listen to that. Whatever the case is, it doesn't really matter for our discussion. There is a case, a bona fide case, where the Gemara says Yossi will be mischatzif and deny it, and now he's denying it, but if there's no chazaka, a case where we've removed the chazaka and still he's potter. What does that tell me? What do I learn from that? What I see from there is that when a person who's a koifer akoil, I want him to make a shvuah, and he doesn't make a shvuah, it's not the chazaka that patters him. Because if it was, says Tosfos and all the Rishonim, if it was the chazaka that pattered him, then this guy, this unusual case, where he's full of chutzpah, he has no chazaka, he'd be chayev, but he isn't. So I've discovered a primary fundamental axiom in Chiyuvei Shvuah, which is that Ein Adam Meis Panav Bifnei Balchayvai is not a piter on a Shvuah. What it is, we'll get to in a minute. But it can't, in and of itself, be the exclusive reason. Maybe it could pater a Shvuah. I didn't say it couldn't. But it's not the only piter. If the fact that he's afraid to confront me would be mechayev a shvuah. So, one more time, if he's afraid to confront me, I'm sorry, that would pater a shvuah. If I confused myself, wait a second, I'm sorry, forgive me. Yossi feels a sense of chutzpah. So now that should pater his shvuah. Because if feeling the sense of chutzpah, he anyway said it, then he's telling the truth. That chazaka proves the truth. So that paters the shvuah. So now, if the feeling of chutzpah, if that chazaka was the poiter for all the kofar akarl shvuahs, then when he fails to feel the chutzpah, b'benoy meyaz, he would be, therefore, mechuyev a shvuah. Because we would lack the proof that he's telling the truth.
But I just want to know, where does the fear of Shavuot come from? Because in a normal case, if I say you owe me money, you owe me money because of Netta. You say it never happened. You're not a fear of Shavuot.
That's what Rob is discussing, and I'm asking you why not. You're absolutely correct. An Eidechot is Mechayev a Shavuot.
But there's no Eidechot.
That's true. A Tavia of a Bari in our Mishnah and Gittin is Mechayev a Shavuot. So now, you're right that by Milve it's not, but that's the issue. It's a very niggling issue. It seems to be, that there would have been, the Torah would have, and there's a pasuk in this week's parasha that I'm about to quote a Gemara on, that we say there isn't. But we're about to analyze together 18 cases, some of which do, and that exactly the fulcrum upon which it rotates when there is a chiyuv and not is our topic. But you raise a good point. Why would you have to? Apparently, if I say you owe me money, then the Torah empowers me enough that you better have a good reason to say you don't, or make a shvuah. Why not make a shvuah? So if you're telling the truth, what are you afraid of? So now, again, it can't be that the chazaka, a guy who's got a chazaka, is telling the truth. That might be a good reason not to make a shvuah, but it can't be the only reason. Because I've got one case, b'benoy meyaz, where he doesn't have the chazaka, and he's still pater. He's a kofar akarl who's pater without a chazaka. So I need a magical reason, another reason, why someone shouldn't have to make a shvuah. You're saying, who says you have to? But apparently the Gemara held you did. And here's where it says. What?
Tosfos seems to say it's exeris.
Absolutely. And how does Tosfos know it? Because of? B'nai Meis. Exactly. So here's where I'm trying to go with this. What we have just discovered is that there's a categorical, as Mr. Grossman points out, he was suggesting, how do I know? Why would I think otherwise? But Tosfos speaks out throughout Shas. There's a categorical lapse or absence of a chiyuv shvuah by a kofar hakoil by milve for no reason. We don't have a reason. That's my point. What I'm about to analyze is that Tosfos asked kashas on Rashi, and we're going to have to say that Rashi agrees that categorically there's no shvuah by kofar hakoil. I'd like to take the 18 cases, show that Rashi and Tosfos agree to 17 of them. I'm going to come to the 18th case and show where they argue, and I'm going to try to answer, why would two categorizations conflict? Meaning, if it's the chazaka, the pater, the Tosfos says exeris akos, if it's easy machlekes. But if both Tosfos and Rashi agree, it's a categorical thing, it's just a blanket rule, so why on the 18th case did they start arguing? In other words, what's the lumdus to divide two ways of categorizing what otherwise would seem exeris akos? That's exactly where I'm headed. Let's look at a Gemara in Bava Kamma. A little bit of a confusing Gemara in Bava Kamma. In the Gemara talks about this week's parasha, there's a pasuk in this week's parasha. It's a seemingly mysterious conundrum. The Torah says the words, well, I'll tell you the story. Once upon a time, the discussion there is on Shem Rechina. I'm going to change Yossi to Moshe. I go over to Moshe. I say, Moshe, do me a favor. I got a couple of cell phones. I want you to hold them for me. Can you do me a favor? You just take care of these things, put them in the drawer. I'm going out of town. I'll come back. I'll pick them up from you. So I come back, and he gives me back one phone. And I say, hello, there are two kosher phones there. He says, no, one phone. I said, I gave you two phones. He says, you're right, you gave me two phones. But one of them was stolen. I'm sorry to report this to you. I'm a shoy mechinim, I'm pater for gneva. And the Torah says he has to make a shvur. The words ki huzeh. He comes, he says, I got ki huzeh, I got one of them. I give back one ki huzeh, I did the one of them. And the other one, I'm really sorry, it's terrible. Nignav. So the Torah says he makes a shvur, and the Gemara says this pasuk is in the wrong place. This pasuk is totally, totally, seemingly in the wrong place. Now, obviously, the Rebbe Shlomo put it here for a reason. I'm not going into the reason. But the Gemara says, Bavakamak of Zainab and Aleph, Eruv Pashias Nimsakan. That what that means, those words mean is when it describes Shomer Chinam and says he makes a shvu on Moed Mikdash, it's not true. It's not true. The Gemara says the pasuk really means it's out of place, out of position. The ki huzeh, the words ki huzeh mean Moshe only swears because he was Moed Mikdash, ki huzeh, but not if he denied the whole thing. If he says, phones, I don't know what you're talking about, then there's no shvu. The delineation that Rav is discussing, that Moed Mikdash swears, and Kofar HaKol doesn't swear, its sources are Parshas Mishpatim, three words, ki hu zeh, and the Gemara says they are out of context. That rule, that din, does not apply to the actual setting of where the pasuk is. Why? I don't want to talk about it. But what? Very crucial to us. It says Shomer Chinam, and Moshe as a Shomer Chinam is denying that I'm going to get back the second phone. He's giving a valid excuse. But if he denies it altogether, there's no shvuah. If he denies only one of the phones, there is a shvuah because he claimed they were stolen. He has to swear it was stolen. He's off the hook. Says the Gemara, it's not true. By a shoy mechinam, you know what the halacha is by Moshe? If he denies both phones and he says they were stolen, he's got to swear. And if he's moida on one phone, he's got to swear. So where's the ki huzeh? It's by something else. I don't want to tell you what else it is, because it gets me complicated. It gets it confusing. It's by something that's more along the lines of milva. It's more along the traditional lines. If I say, Yossi, you borrowed money. He says, no, I didn't borrow money, or I borrowed half, or I gave some of it back. That's where moida b'mitzvah swears that Kofar HaKol doesn't. Says the Gemara, why? How do I know it's out of place? Maybe Moshe, the Shomer, should only swear by Moide and not swear by Kofar. Says Gemara, no. Because a Shomer, there's no chutzpah. What's the chutzpah? Let's take Rashi's, let's take both factors. Moshe did me a favor. Moshe did me a favor. So there's no chutzpah that if he's going to lie and try to steal one of my phones, he's being a chutzpah because I did him a favor. I didn't do him a favor, he did me a favor. So the chutzpah of Asa Leitoiva doesn't exist. What about Yodea B'Shikrei?
The Shomer said it was stolen. Both of them were stolen.
Not one of them was stolen. He gave one back to the other one stolen.
But if it says both of them were stolen,
correct.
Not that he denies.
Correct. Both of them were stolen, he has to make a shvua.
Yeah, but not that he denies being a Shomer.
Correct.
That's a different, would be a different case. If he denies.
That's excellent, Professor. And that's the only case out of 18 where Rashi and the Riva argue. You hit the jackpot. I got 15 minutes. That second hand is sweeping quickly. I'm going to try, if I can, to lay out the 18 cases. Give me 1 second. I'm looking at this guy. Moshe is otherwise a nice guy. He's a good-looking guy. Fairly honest guy. And Moshe looks at me in the face and he says, what is he saying to me? He's saying, you gave me two cell phones. I did my duty. One of them was stolen. Now I'm looking at him. Well, you leave your door open? This is Brooklyn. You got armed guards. But I really don't know. I have no way. I can't put them on the spot. Maybe it was stolen. What do I know? They steal your pants over here. I have no idea. I'm from Memphis. You don't lock it and bolt it and chain it. They steal. He tried. They stole it. Or maybe they stole it. Did I do him a favor? I didn't do him a favor. So he doesn't owe me anything as far as a favor. So this Ein Adam Meis does not apply. No, says the Gemara, without the Chazaka, you're swearing, buddy. So wait a minute. This is somewhat in conflict with what I told you again a minute ago from Tosis, isn't it? Because the Gemara is saying that if, by Shomer Chinam, where he has chutzpah, he's entitled to get angry, he's entitled to deny it, and he doesn't feel any shame, he has to swear. This is an example. He has to swear. That's a furish of Gemara and Bava Kama. And why by a milvah type of a case he doesn't have to swear, says the Gemara, furish of Gemara? Because of chutzpah. Ein adam is. That's why the Torah says ki uzeh, kaifer hakol is patar, and a moedim says chayav. Only because of ein adam is. Again, this is the most difficult part here. Ein adam meis itself is not the factor that takes away the shvuah, because if it was, by benoy meis, there would be a shvuah, and there isn't. What ein adam meis does, it builds Mr. Grossman's categorization. What it does, ein adam meis says, when you read the parasha this week, somebody was landing right here, and they said ki uzeh, it sounded like shomer, but it's not, the ki uzeh part belongs somewhere else. So since in general, Pikadans in general, the guy could be a mechutzef. So in general, by Pikadans, he'll always swear, even by a kefrekel. And since milvez, general case, it would take a lot of chutzpah for him to deny it. So in general, the kefrekel that's pater is in a milve type of circumstance. It's a push. Irav Parshius is that the chutzpah concept drives me, for a reason that's almost inexplicable, to take words out of their context. But it doesn't control in every circumstance they did. It's not that, well, wherever there's a shvuah, well, show me if you got the chutzpah factor, and then you don't make the shvuah, or you do. It's not like that. It's a categorization. That's exactly where I'm headed. Where I'm headed is, I'm about to label for you 18 cases, and Rashi and Rivar are going to argue, where do we slice the categorization? Where precisely is a kofer hakol chayev, and where is a kofer hakol potter? Again, it can't be just where the chutzpah kicks in, because it's not true. But benoy meis, even when the chutzpah didn't kick in, he's still going to be potter. Okay, let's count to 18. You ready? Milva, that's one type of case. How many types of pikadans, the Rebbe of Nassim? How many shomrim do we have? Arba. Okay, I'm up to 5. Now, there's a single variable here in all 5 cases that Moishi or Yasi, my respondents, they could either, I mean, if they just give me the money and we all go home, believe me, Malka, and there's nothing to talk about. But if they don't give me the money and we're going to Beis Din, either they outright denied the whole thing or they're a might of a mixas. So all 5 cases are now 10 cases. A milveh and all 4 shomrim, if Moishi was doing me a favor, if he rented my 2 cell phones, he's a seicher. If I paid him to watch them, he's a shomer seicher. If he borrowed them, he's a shoyel. And if it was a favor, it's a shomer chinam, that's 4. And if Yossi borrowed money from me, that's 5. And the variable is whether they actually denied outright the whole thing amount of money, or they gave me back half and said, I only owe you half. So I'm up to 10. But now, there's one more variable that's going to lead me to 18. You ready? I need 8 more cases. Here's a variable. You were right, Professor, that it's not so poshut. When the guy is Koifer HaKoil, the Shomrim, what did he say? I said, who's my Shomer here? I'm getting confused myself. I got Yossi is my, I got Moishi is the Shomer, right? And Moishi, listen, Herzog Chaim, Moishi, I need those 2 cell phone backs. You're watching for me. Moishi has a choice here. He could say, Daniil, do not know what you're talking about. I have never seen a cell phone of yours in my whole life. Or he could say, Daniil, 2 cell phones? You gave me 1 cell phone. Are you out of your mind? That is a response that mimics milva. Meaning, I say, you got my money. And he says, I ain't got your money. I never had your money. I understand that the discussion, the situation, the context is a shomer. But the general back and forth is, did this ever happen? Did you ever hold on to my... No, I don't know what you're talking about. That's called, I'll call it, a lahadam. Lehoyu dvar me'olam. Either he says on both cell phones, or on 1 cell phone, but whatever he's denying, he says, what are you talking about? That's one type. There's another type. There's something called hilcha shomerim. If he's a shomer chinam and he says nignav, he's pater. If he's a shomer sachar, he's chayef. If he's a shoyel and he says mesom, the guy borrowed 2 cell phones. He says, you know what, I was using this cell phone, I didn't do anything wrong, and the thing, it's dead, it's broken. What do you want me to do? It's not my fault. Mesom achas v'macha, pater. So again, there's one more variable. In all 4 shomerim, is he scooching out of the money on a milvedikatina, a ladam? He's saying, you're nuts? Or is he scooching out of the money because of the specific laws that govern his responsibility as a shomer? He's got an out, he's got an excuse not to give me back my two cell phones based on Hilchos Shomrim. He says one of them was stolen, one of them was lost, one of them was broken, one of them broke while I was using it, etc. Those four, by Milvah, there aren't two variables. It's nothing to do with Hilchos Shomrim. If he's denying it, he's denying it. Either he borrowed it or he didn't borrow it. That's that simple. So again, we had 10 cases. We have Milvah, four Shomrim times two, whether it's Kofar HaKol, Moedah B'Mitzvahs. That brings me to 8. 2 Milvahs is 10. And then I have the four Shomrim. What if they say, in each case, Moedah B'Mitzvahs, Kofar HaKol, each case, are they denying it in a Milvah Dikas sense, La'adam? Or are they denying the money that they're denying in a Shomrim Dikas sense with Hilchos Shomrim? So I've got 4 times 2 is 8. So I've got a total of 18 cases. I've got 18 cases. What can I do? We're going to walk through them one by one. Let's remember this Machlekes Rashi and the Riva one more time. Ein Adam Meis Panav Bifnei Bal Chayvai. The Riva says all it means is if I face a guy who knows I'm lying eye to eye, I can't look him in the face. And that would be a reason, at some level, to believe him and not make him make a shvua. Rashi says, no, that's not a strong enough reason. You need two elements, according to the Pnei Yeshua and Rashi, of chutzpah to believe a guy. In other words, to pater a shvua. What are the two elements? Number one, I did you a favor. And number two, I know that you're lying. You need two. Let's go through the 18. By Milveh, if I lent Yossi money, I did him a favor. And I also know the truth. So by Milveh, Ein Adam Meis Pnei Bal Chayvai, L'Rashi U'L'Riva, L'Kol Rishonim, Kofar HaKol is therefore Potter. The Eruv Parshias tells me it's by Milveh. By classic Milveh, Kofar HaKol is Potter. Moedah B'Mitzvahs is Chayiv. Because Kofar HaKol has a Chazaka, and that'll make a categorization that any Milveh, even by Benoi, a Milveh by Benoi, without the Chutzpah, without the Chazaka, but still, Milveh as a category has no shvua by Kofar HaKol because in general it's a big chutzpah of Foldes. 2 out of 18 is stipulated, Your Honor. There's no argument on 2 out of 18. We've got 16 left. Okay, now. Let's look at Shomrim. Well, all the Moedah B'Mitzvahs by Shomrim, I don't care why it's Moedah B'Mitzvahs, but all the Moedah B'Mitzvahs are not our topic. We're trying to figure out why Kofar HaKol is or isn't Chayev. All the Rishonim, by all 18 cases, by all the Moedah B'Mitzvahs, agree that they make a Shvua. Let's subtract now from the argument Shemachinam Shoyal Noise Sachar V'Asoicher 4. All the Moedah B'Mitzvahs, whether he's Moedah B'Mitzvahs because of a Shomrim Dikadin Mesa Machmas B'Lacha, or it's called Nensu, let's say Nensu, by everything but child, and let's give a label, or he's Kofar HaKol because of La'adam, you never gave me those two cell phones, you only gave me one of them. Whichever, or you didn't give me either of them, is Shomer denying with Kofar HaKol. It's a Milveh type of denial, but it's by Shomer. So I got 8 more cases. Again, by Moedah B'Mitzvahs, I lost count myself. By Milveh, they both agreed. By Moedah B'Mitzvahs, in both variables, they agreed. So that's 4 times 2 is 8, plus 2 is 10. By 10, there's no discussion. Now, let's go to Shomer Chinam, what the Torah talked about, the case of Eruv Parshias, where the Gemara in Bava Kamma says, it's not true, Kiyuzah doesn't apply to that Pasuk. What was that? That was someone saying Ladam. It was someone, I'm sorry, saying Nensu, Nignavu, Nensu. It was a Shomer Dikah refusal. And in that Shomer Dikah refusal, the guy said it was stolen. And Chazal and Bava Kamma say that a Kofar HaKol makes a Shvua, L'Rashi, L'Rival, L'Rabbeinatam, L'Kuli Alma. No one argues. I'm up to 11. Right, so we've got 11 cases where they don't argue. Now let me go to Shomer. Let's take a shoyl. Let's divide the shomrim. There are 4 shomrim. Did I do the guy a favor? If I rented him a cell phone, I did him a favor. If I pay him, I give him a job to watch my cell phone, I did him a favor. If I lent it to him, I definitely did him a favor. Shomer Chinam, he did me a favor. So let's say three of the Shomerim. Three of the Shomerim, it depends what he says. If I say, Moishi, I lent you two phones. I want the phones back. And he says to me, what are you talking about? You didn't lend me any phones. That's a chutzpah, isn't it? Number one, I did him a favor, I lent him the phones. He knows I know he lent him the phones. That's l'rashi or l'riva. That koifer akhoil is ein odom meiz b'fnei b'choiva is potter and a shvua. I went from 11, I just added 6, didn't I? What did I add? I added 3 shomrim. And the 3 shomrim are being koifer akhoil. Wait a minute, how many did I add? Only 3 shomrim. Koifer akhoil, he's saying l'adam. In other words, amakir b'shikrei. He's denying it ever happened. So I didn't add 6, I added 3. So 11 to 3, I'm up to 14. Rashi, the Riva, Kol Rishonim, everyone's going to agree that if Moshe gives me an excuse that I know he's lying, namely a milvah type of excuse, he better not do that. It's a big chutzpah, and therefore he's pater b'shvua b'kayfra akarl shayl shaymachinim noise sachar. I'm not talking about, Shoyal, Noise Sachar, and Asoicher. I'm not talking about Shemachinim. It's because I did him a favor. We need both factors in Rashi. So again, I got 3 more from 11. I'm up to 14. Now let's figure out a minute what happens by Shemer Sachar, Asoicher, and Shoyal. I did him a favor, and he claims Namsu. He says, you're right, you gave me 2 phones, but it got stolen. Do I know? I don't know if it got stolen. And the Pnei Yeshua said Rashi needs both factors for chutzpah. So it's not Yedeya B'Shikra.
That's stolen. Stolen, he's going to have to pay.
To Benzu. That's all right. Forgive me, you're right.
Nansu.
The word Nansu isn't going to apply to Shoyal because only made some achmas v'lof. But I'm looking for a label, but you're correct. My label's off. Forgive me. He claims Nansu. I don't know if it's true. It's not a chutzpah for him to claim Nansu. He has to make a shvua l'Rashi u'l'Riva by Koyfer HaKoyel by 3 Shomrim. Rashi, according to our own Chiddush, doesn't say this Rashi. Rabbi Yisrael said this. I just went up from 14 to 17. They all agree. The only machlokes between Rashi and the Riva about how to categorize, because of Ein Odom Meiz, but how do you categorize where the Torah said a Koyfer HaKoyel is Pater is in one case. A Shomer Chinam. Moshe is a Shomer Chinam, he did me a favor. And he tells me, not what the Pasuk's talking about, he tells me Nignavu, but he tells me L'Adam, I don't know who you are. I say, wait a minute. Rashi says, wait a minute. Well, you didn't do me a favor, Rashi says. If you didn't do me a favor, it's not such a chutzpah. So Rashi, if it's not such a chutzpah, you got to make a shvua. Rashi holds, by Shomer Chinam, by Koyfer HaKoyel, L'Adam, he makes a shvua. That's Allah according to Rashi. Says the Riva, wait a minute. He's not going to look you in the face and tell you a lie. You gave him the cell phones. He's telling you he never saw you before. It's your day of the shikroi. Mele he has a chazaka in Adam Meiz, b'fnei b'chaybay. But mele he's putter from a shvur. So Rashi and the Riva on 17 out of 18 agree. Both of them have a halacha like you see in Taisus of b'noi Meiz, and therefore the whole idea of kaifer akro being putter from a shvur is a category. It's not only where the chutzpah lies. It's a category. But they just sliced it differently. In the Riva's slice, Koyfer HaKoyel LaHadam by Shomer Chinam is Pater Mishvua because it's Yudea B'Shikrei, so he has the Chazaka. And in Rashi's slice, because they argue about what the Chutzpah is, in Rashi's slice, that guy is Chayev Shvua. Why'd they do that? At the buzzer, cutting into the Agada, why'd they do that? You look at the category, both of them see Eir of Parshias. And they look at the category two different ways. Rashi understands that only a certain type of tevia creates a chi of shvua. If I am tevia Moshe and Yassi, and it's a type of tevia that's difficult to be koifer, then my tevia doesn't create a shvua. Because if he's going to be koifer, that's, you know, it's difficult to do. It sounds like he's telling the truth. So Be'etzem Rashi holds, by a milveh, generally by milvehs, when I say something by a milveh, I did him a favor, he knows I know I'm lying, it's a very hard thing to deny, so a tevia of milveh creates a shvua. And even by B'nai D'meis, where the chazaka doesn't apply, but the category is cut along the lines of the tevia. So by a shomer chinam, It's not a tviya of milva, it's a tviya of pikadon. What's the general aura of tviyas of pikadon? They're pretty easy to scooch out of. Especially if the guy says nignav or nensu or whatever, he doesn't know. The guy who was mafke doesn't know what happened. So a tviya of pikadon, be'etzem is mechayev a shvuah, tviya of milva isn't, so a shayim achinam is off the hook from a shvuah no matter what, because a tviya of pikadon. Why by a shoyel, according to Rashi, if the guy claims la'adam, why does he make a shvuah? I thought a tviya of pikadon, one more time. Tviya of milve is pater mishvuah. Why? Because a tviya of milve be'etzem is hard to be kaifer, so a kfira always says that tviya can't make a shvuah. A tviya of pikadon, where it's easy to deny, creates a drawer of a shvuah. So why does Rashi say that if I go over to a shoyel and he says mesa machmas malacha, why does Rashi hold over there? Again, it should make a shvuah. So it makes a shvuah, mesa lach malacha. What if he says la'adam? Why, if he says la'adam, does he not have to swear? Because over there, ain't on a meis. I did him a favor, I was mashal him something. He knows I know that he's lying. And even though it's not the category is only milva, according to Rashi. But even where you don't have the category, if you have an eid on a meis, bepayel, it'll pater shvuah. It's just not the only thing that pater shvuah. The category of milva, cesarei vah, I got a different category for you. What type of shvuah are we talking about? The Rashi speaks it out this way. He says, Rashi, Eir of Parshis, you're going from milva, and the Torah says it by Shamar Chinam, and you're saying it's talking about milva? That's a big, big movement. Why don't you say it's talking about Shamar Chinam? In Eir of Parshis, the Gemara says milva, it doesn't mean milva. The Gemara means a milvadika response for a Shamar Chinam. What's that called? La'adam. It's a milvadika response. So says the Riva, anytime, even by Shamar. But if the response is milvadik, if it's a response on a topic that the guy would know he's lying, yadeh b'shikroi, so that's the category where the ein adam meis kicks in, and it's pater b'shvuah. So that's the 1 out of 18 that they argue. I wanted to say over a baruch ver, do the meisha v'veda. It's complex beyond. When I was a little boy, there was a man, Rabbi Seiger, a chashva mensch in Memphis, growing up. I just remember this from childhood. He was talking about a professor that he had who taught him public speaking. So he said he had an assignment, and they had to come in front of the whole class and stand with their hands behind their back and teach the oilam how to tie a necktie. That was tonight's goal, 18, 17 out of 18. That was the best I could do on it. Let's go to the parasha briefly. I'm saying over now, Divrei Torah b'shem my Rebbe, Rav Yonason David, Shlita Rishiva of Pachad Yitzchak and Chayar Berlin. I can't fully do it justice. I can't comprehend it fully. And I try very hard to be faithful to his message, to his wording where I can, and to add biur for our purposes and be a mitzar of things he said at different times. I was confused last week. I was sitting at my Shabbos table, and thank God after 18 years between them, I have a second son. And girls brought Hashem in the middle. And he comes home from Mor Malki. And he's got Parsha sheeps. And the Parsha sheeps throw me off every year on this. He's got a crown. He's wearing this hat. It's got a crown on one side. And if you turn around the other side, it says Nasa over here and Nishma over here. And he says, look, Abba, a crown. And I'm thinking, Malki, Nasa and Nishma is Mishpatim. It's not in Yisrael. But the kindergarten teachers seem to have a conspiracy among them. If they're going to come home with the hats on Yisra. I understand, we got the Torah, Nasa V'Nishma, but if you're looking for the... So let me ask you a question. Why is it that the Torah puts Nasa V'Nishma in Mishpatim? After all, it's dealing with tort, right? It's dealing with Be'alam L'Chaveri, Mishpatim, between people. And you get to the end of the parasha, it's like a flashback to Maimon Sinai, and then the Nasa V'Nishma, Bris HaTorah, the Dam, the Agonos, Chatzi Chatzi, and the Yorukov, Nasa V'Nishma. Why is it here? And I have another question for you. There's a Tosefta in Bava Kamma, Perek Zayin, Tosefta Gimel. If you look at it, keep both hands on your socks. It says an unbelievable thing. It says like this. It says, Shiva Ganavim Heim. You know, we met Moshe and Yassi, we'll leave them for now. Our Tosefta describes there's 7 ways to steal. The first one is Gnevis Das. And the Tosefta goes a length. You invite someone over, you don't really want him to come, you know he's not going to come, you're trying to schmooze him up, you're trying to pat him on the back, come on, I'm your friend, and this. And it talks about Gnevis Das, then it says, Ashtrashna Zach. It says in Chazal like this, it says, whoever's going of Das Abrius, the Torah looks at him that if he could, he would take advantage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachal, if he could be going of Das or El Yoyna, he would do it. God can't be fooled. But if he could, he would. The Tosefta brings a pasuk. We're dealing now just your inner ear. This is Tosefta is not a medrash. It's not a chazal on agada. This is a brisa in Bava Kamma. It's Perek Zayin Halacha Gemu. The Tosefta zokta zoy. It's zokta Tosefta. Vayifatu b'fiem uvloshoinam yechazvuloi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Mi gadol mi mi. That. The person who's goinav das, or the one who it's nignav daitoy v'shoisek, he lets somebody take advantage of him. Says it to Sefta, who's this Hashem? Who is goinav das Hashem? Says vayefatu v'fiem kisha amdu Yisrael v'amru nasa v'nishba, nasa v'nishba, nasu k'goinav das al yoina. We fooled Hashem. Vayefatu v'fiem uv'l'shoinam yechazvuloi. And says the Tosefta Vayter, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He says, "Mi yitain v'haya levavam zeh liyiroisi kol yamim." Hashem says, "I believe it. I believe it. Look at this. What a darga in Yerushalayim." Says the Tosefta Vayter. Hashem says, "V'hu rachum yechaper avoin." In the Tehillim in Perek Ayin Zayin, the psukim run together. Vayefatu v'fiem uvol shaynam yechazvuloi v'hu rachum yechaper avoin. Kosh Baruch Hu is shaysik. First of all, what's it mean? Mi gadol mi mi? Hagoinev or hanignav? What does that mean? One thing is clear, gentlemen. It's impossible that the greatest chus that's occurred in humanity, that the greatest most meaningful factor in our identity, we have somehow been fooled and it isn't as great as we thought it was. They keep wearing the crowns and it's nasa v'nishma, ve'en lecha k'nasa v'nishma. But what do chazal mean? What's going on? In this week's parsha, in parsha's mishpatim, the Goyin says that Roiv Mishpatei HaTorah Halacha Ikeres Kra. The Halacha Moshe Sinai, the Gemara, the Torah Shabbat Peh, it undoes what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Ayin Tachas Ayin, and Chazal say, no, it's money. The Pasuk says, V'rotz Adoyna Bez Oznoi Badalas Oiba Mezuzah, and Chazal say, no, it's not in the Mezuzah at all, it's only in the Dalas Oimid Kemezuzah. It says, Kajayitin Mumba Misoi Kenyin Asi Bay, no, Moman. In endless examples, the Goyin says, Roiv, most of the Mishpatim are not the way they say it. So what does that mean? Chas v'shalom, Chazal say that Hashem wrote it down in the Chumash, is not true. That's not what it means. It means a Amorei Kazav. The Goyin brings a pasuk in Iyov, Mishapech kachomer chayson. If I would have, let's say, a beautiful signet ring, Nasin Yanotsky, I got an N and a Y, sending out invitations, and you got these fancy things where you got this little piece of chewed up gum on the back, with your initials in it, right? So the signet ring has the N and the Y backwards. You ever drive a Coney Island? Of course you are. And you hear a siren and your mirror says ambulance. That's because they wrote it backwards, right? Why do they write it backwards on the front of the ambulance, the word ambulance? Because they know they're coming up behind you with the noise and they want you to look in the mirror. They don't want you to have to stop and think. It's written backwards. A signet ring with an N and a Y, the ring is inverse. Mishapich, the pasuk says, kechomer chosam. The wax, the red stuff, the bubblegum, whatever that is, it's inverse. It's mishapech, like when the material meets the imprint of the ring, it inverts the image. So the pasuk writes, Kein yinasein bay, and Chazal say, it's mamon. It's not saying it's not what it wrote. The Rambam in Hilchas Chovo Mazik says like this. Mishasa mum b'chaveira, mishachovo b'chaveira, hayaroi l'chasrei oisai aver. Eye for an eye. If he chas v'shal, he did that, they should do it to him. Ela kiblu chazal that he's noisin pinyoina aver ahu b'mamen. It's not like, forget what it says. Forget what it was written there. Don't look at that. Don't look at the text. I got something else. It's money. It's a mahalach. The way you pay the money, how? You pay it by giving money. The way you pay the aver, a person gives up his aver through a pinyon of the money instead of the aver. In other words, it's a marriage. In other words, Hashem wrote ambulance backwards in order that we should come and interpret it. Chazal should understand it means mammon, and together it forms one shlemus. Let's look at how Hashem designed the world. There's noisen umakabel. Bonim atem Hashem alekei chaviv in Yisrael shenikru bonim lamakim chiba yisera naidas lahem. Hashem told us we're bonim. Why? Because the whole bria runs av benoi ish ishtai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kachol a noisin and a makabel. What's a noisin and a makabel? I don't mean that you get home and you're really hungry and the pizza delivery man comes. He's the noisin and you're makabel the pizza. That's not what I'm talking about. Noisin and makabel is a sharish of the bria. It means that if I love someone, I sit down with my son, I say, Yitzi, let's learn the Mishnah. Eilu metziah shaloi ve'eilu chayav l'hachris. Find a metziah, doesn't have a siman, you're allowed to keep it and make a kinyan. And I'm not accusing Yitzi of this, but let's say a young boy will be daydreaming. And I'll say, Yitzi, come on, hello. Eilu metziah shaloi, did you hear what I said? Sure. Eilu metziah shaloi, if you find something, doesn't have a siman. I know you can parrot back what I said. That's not what I'm talking about. I want you. I'm giving myself to you. Anoichi Hashem lekecha. Hashem is giving. He loves us. Ano nafshi. He's giving himself. Yehovis. Ksavis. I'm giving myself. What do I want from you? A person looks at his wife. He gives his love to his wife. The goal is that the person internalize what I give, absorb it, digest it, understand it in their own way, and then reflect that love that I gave back to me. Not parrot it back, but reflect it. Reflect it means I'm a noisin. My son is mekabel the ava from me. Now we have a relationship. He's his own independent identity. And he looks at me and he understands me and he feels a reciprocal kamayim panim lapanim feeling towards me. The Gemara says Abaya was stepping back. And he said, left, he went right. Rava was stepping back. Rava said to him, no, you're facing Hashem. You go to the left first. That's his right. It's a relationship. It's a back and forth. He wants to write ambulance backwards to give you a job. You go and break your head on this Erev Parshas. You go figure out Moed B'Mikzas. And the way you interpret it, understanding, that's what I'm looking. Nitzchuni Banai. You determine. At Torah says Ramban. Nitenes al das chachmei Torah. You determine what I meant. Why? Because I want to make you part of the equation. We're married. I want to give you a role. I want you to appreciate what I'm giving you and interpret it your own way and then reflect it back to me. And I'll accept whatever you come up with. Obviously within the bounds of the correct Kabbalah of Chazal. So now, the Rambam says, if a person gives a mum to his friend, the Torah didn't say, Dafka mamish ayin tachas ayin. The Torah wrote the words backwards, ayin tachas ayin, like the Vilna Gaon says. And tachas means the letters under ayin spell kesef. The next letter spells kesef. Hashem's waiting for you to produce that result. That's a relationship. Chazal say that when we send nasev and ishmael, it says in Chazal, Boidor Rabba Loiraisa, tonight we bench for Shchodesh Adar, Mishenichnas applies according to Kamadeus, the first month, even Adar Rishon. Boidor Rabba, we were forced. Our hand was twisted. Our arm was twisted, so we don't have to keep the Torah. Came Purim, says the Gemara on Shabbos. Hadar Kiblu B'Mechash Veresh. We said, you know what? We're good. We like this. We do it willingly. So what happened? There was a lapse. It means all the time between the first Shavuos and Matan Torah and Purim, we really could scooch out. We weren't Mechivas. That's what it means. What's a Boidor? A guy goes to Bezdin and he says, you know what, I'm making my dog. Tomorrow they're going to haul me in here to sell my house. They're putting a gun to my head. I want you to know right now, I'm making a Maidah. I'm informing you in advance that Kenyan tomorrow is Nacha. So Klal Yisrael could Ki'ilu say, you force us to accept the Torah. We didn't want it. We didn't mean it. We didn't accept it willingly. What's a Bitl Maidah? Mikan Maidah Rabba L'Raisa. On Purim Bitlu HaMaidah. Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim Kiblu Kimu Masha Kiblu Kfar. A bitl maidah means undoing the maidah. The guy goes to Bez and says, tomorrow I'm coming in here. And they're putting a gun to my head and they're telling me to give a maidah that when I sell the house the next day, I don't mean it. But the truth is I mean it. But I'm being forced to claim I don't mean it. I'm being mevatel the maidah. What does that mean? What it means is like this. What it means is that we are the Torah. Kudshu Brichu and Klal Yisrael and Arisa, it's the same thing. And if we dig deep within ourselves, we'll find ourselves the Torah. It will resonate with us. What do people say? He's not cut out for learning. He just doesn't. He's not. His mind doesn't work for the Gemara. It's ridiculous. You are the Gemara. The only question is how much you have to dig to find yourself. But in there, that's what it is. That's in the hard drive. That's the DNA. So to come back to our two questions, Parshas Mishpatim is all about how you treat your friend. Who's your friend? Tzelem Elokim, your shadow. You go right, the shadow's left. It's a makabel, but it's a makabel of Hashem. It's a bris at the end of the parsha with Hashem. We're doima to Hashem. Why are you mechabedim? Like Sashboy, Beim Mishpatim, Shoimer, Milva, Ein Adam, Meis Panav. Why all of that? Because it's Tzelem Elokim. You better treat him right. All your benodim lachaveri is based on that relationship. We represent Hashem. Memela at the end of the parasha, Nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma, we have a bris with Hashem. We don't have to be told what to do. We have to figure out if we want it or not. That's who we are. Says the Tosefta, Mi godol mi mi. Hashem chapped us ice, to chap us ice when we were trying to chap him ice. We came into Nasa v'nishma. We weren't really holding there. We went running out the back door. But deep down, he knew that we meant it. So he said, he was shaysik. Why is he shaysik? Because he's waiting for Purim. The altar from Slabatka had a group of Talmidim. And they came to the altar to complain. Someone said, you know, these Talmidim, they don't behave the way they show their face to you. It's not who they really are. Outside in the gas, there's somebody else. And the altar looked at them and said, Zeynar merab einmol, and Zeynar merab tzveimol, bizichob ze'ala arangenartin zak. I know the game. But I believe it. I play along long enough until that's who they become. Because that's who they really are. So I end with a bracha that the Mishanichnas Ador Marbim Besimcha of Kabbalah Torah in finding ourselves that the Nasa V'Nishma is who we are, that we work as all of you do. Listen, the world is full of entertainment, isn't it? It's a Mitzvah Shabbos. So many people are running to find themselves, but they're not finding themselves. And we come here together to enjoy each other's company. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give that the Simcha increase, and we should taka find the kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim, the way it's supposed to be.